Presentatie. Ik ben Fanny Reinders. Ik ga deze presentatie in het Engels doen. Mijn Nederlands is niet zo goed vandaag. Dus hoop ik schuld ben. Vandaag's presentatie gaat over bots. So today's presentation it goes about bots, but not just any bots. It's about intelligent bots. We're going to be building an intelligent bot that will be running on Azure. A little bit about me. My name, like I mentioned, is Fanny Reinders. Apparently I like ice cream, but I'm a Microsoft MVP, .NET MVP. I also get involved in multiple user groups, like the SDN events and the fix-up user group that we run. So please feel free to check out the website and be part of the group. So just quickly on the agenda for today, see the two screens actually to focus on one of them. Quickly on the agenda for the day. So what we're going to be building a basic bot. We're going to be going into the whole thing about what is a bot, what makes a bot, and going to be deploying a simple bot to Skype, for instance. Then we're going to give it more like intelligence by using Microsoft Cognitive Services and have the bot do more interesting things. And then later on, I'm going to connect my little IoT device, my little Raspberry Pi, to everything, and it will sort of work on integrated solution. So let's hope there's time. So I'm going to fly through all these slides. The slides are there just to sort of focus ourselves on what bots are, because it's a very new topic in the Microsoft space, because they've just launched a Microsoft bot framework a while ago. So the term conversation as a service has been coming along for quite some time now. It's an idea where you speak to a robot, or speak to, well, not really a robot, but speak to a non-human being to get stuff done. Bots or agents, they also be called, they play a vital role in these kind of things, because they need to act like your friend or your colleague, you know, in that personal level. They need to understand basics of the conversation, inputs and outputs. Language for that matter. I mean, I'm Afrikaans, speaking to English now, and living in a country where we speak Dutch. So the language is a very, very important challenge when it comes to bots in general. And then basic dialogue skills, like guiding you through conversations, guiding you through steps, validations, and in essence, it's just there to give you the best UX possible, or the best user experience possible to the user on that level, because it's just dialogue going back and forth. Now, I mentioned to you that the Microsoft Bot Framework, they call it, it solves these problems, or the majority of them. It's got, I think, 30 languages, translation of 30 languages support, or just over 30 languages. It manages the event. So the Microsoft Bot Framework is divided into like three sections. Bots is is the bot you build using the SDK provided, and then you can make use of the bot connector that connects everything together, that connects the channels like Skype and Slack and SMS and etc. Now the state is completely managed by the connector, so the state can be per user, per conversation, or even per per story per se. They also provide great, Microsoft in essence provide great debugging tools. By using Visual Studio, you can also debug your bot step by step. If there's time, I'll quickly show you how that works. There is a embeddable chat embed into your website for embedding these bots onto your blog or your company's website. And the cool thing is, hear me? Mm-hmm. Can't hear myself anymore. Mm-hmm. The cool thing is you can add more than one bot. It's not just one bot, you can add other bots as well. Other bots can be part of the whole conversation. And this is where this bring your own bots terms come from. If you already have a bot built in some technology, as long as you implement the interface or the standard on what they require you to do, you can deploy it, it can be on any web platform, and you can just hook up onto the connector, and you're good to go with all the provided channels. Quickly on the tools available, Visual Studio has a template for C Sharp. You can also build Node applications or Node-based bot. You can go to these URLs to get the template, but very important is the bot emulator that we're going to be using for testing our bot quickly. Otherwise, we have to sort of deploy to Skype and back and forth again. The bot emulator makes it fairly simple, I might say, to do basic chatting and debugging. You guys must stop me if you don't have if you don't know what's going on or I'm going too fast because I'm trying to get do this demo. Okay, so message routing has, in the bot framework, there's basically five routing types. The normal one that we all know, the request response, so the user says to the bot hello and the bot says hello back. Then there's the delayed response, or the delayed reply, say send a message and then after 5 or 10 minutes the bot can reply. Then there's a one-way message where it says, fine, forget, please do foo, and it will do it without any reply. Then there's the little fire and multiple replies. And then the last one is the bot to user communication. Now during my demos, I'm gonna be making use of these routing techniques to showcase what we can do with the bot framework. Quickly over the message structure. Now, as I mentioned earlier about the interface one must implement to make your API or your service a bot. You need to have an endpoint, and you need to have a mechanism to send and receive messages in this structure. Now, this is the JSON that is represented here. First and foremost, we have the types on the top. Now, types can be anything. It's basically the definition of the message. Default, it's messages, but it can be pings or bot added, removed, or removed. It can be the user's been added or removed, or it can be the inner conversation. These type of messages need to be handled in the right way. Then there are also identifiers for each message. Each message has identifiers, each conversation has identifier, and each group chat and everything has identifiers which you can later on use for your site to sort of query back. Then there's obviously the text. As you can see, there's hello SDN, still in text there. The cool thing about the text is it's just content. It's the content that goes back and forth in the message. Where you can see this is the envelope and the text has the actual letter inside of that. It supports just normal text, but also Markdown. Who has ever worked with Markdown before? 1, 2, 3. So Markdown is a special syntax for formatting. They use it quite a lot in the web-based scenarios. I know GitHub uses GitHub flavored Markdown, where you can do 2 stars and a word 2 stars, which makes it bold, for instance. Or star and a word star, which makes it italic. It's very readable, but it's the end result is formatted, which is quite cool. So if you know the Markdown syntax, you can just use Markdown in there. Markdown includes links, images, all that kind of things you can use, and it will format it directly in the output message if the channel supports it. And then if you look on the bottom, you can see there's a channel data, bot conversation data, and bot per user in conversation data. Now that is extra view bags per se that you can use to put stuff in. That's to manage your state. So if you have if you're busy doing a conversation, you need to put in the user's name, for instance, or the state of the whole conversation. You can store in one of these objects. It's basically just a bucket of data that goes back and forth that you can access at any time. Because this whole thing is stateless, it needs to put the state somewhere, and this is where it actually puts it. Now, moving to the bot builder, I mentioned that the tools you can use the SDK to bot to make your bot. So the bot builder is basically part of the SDK, it has two components, the dialogue and form flow components. Now, the dialogue component is, I must first mention that this is open source C# and Node. Go ahead and just download the source and maybe modify it if you want to. Dialogues are isolated, and they're very composable, and they help you to do that interactiveness that you want from a user. So prompts or confirmations or simple yes-no answers or a list of options. You don't have to program that. You can just use the dialogue mechanism in the SDK to make it work. It's also stateful, so it keeps state, and you mutate that state within that component. Who has ever heard of Lewis? So Lewis stands for Language Understanding Intelligence Service. Am I right? So it has very cool Lewis integration. So we'll in our demo, we'll also make our simple dialogue. When we make it more intelligent, we'll use a intelligence service to bind directly to our dialogue model. So you can actually get text. So Lewis, what Lewis does is it has models like Cortana or Siri, where you can actually get intents from something, because there's many ways of asking for something. Hey, can I have a cake? Can I have a, how does your cake look? Or how does the weather looking like tomorrow? These are all questions that we all can ask in different ways, but the intent is the same. So it's a challenge to get that intent. And that intent, this is what Lewis gives you. It analyzes the model, gives you a score back with the intent, and you can do it with the rest what you want. The other side is form flow. A form flow is more like a sort of, send yourself like forms where you have fields, but it's each field is a step. So you can go backwards and forwards to certain steps. All that navigation is built in, so it has guided conversations. I've also mentioned now that it's got the step navigations, but also very important, it has the validations built in. So if you're asking for someone's name or email address and they give you a name without an at, it can actually say it's invalid without doing much. A quick demo now, this is what we're going to start building. I like to show things instead of talk about slides. So the quick demo we're going to build is, this represents Joe as a user, and this is the bot we're going to be building. It's going to be running on the bot framework, on the bot connector, via Scum. Just to quickly show how we put stuff together and how we can quickly get something up and running onto Scum. So let me see. Okay, I've got Visual Studio. No, you can't see my screen, can you? No, weird. Now you can see my screen. Yeah. So I've got normal Visual Studio open. You could go to file the project and then opt to initialize the templates. Under the C#, you will find the bot application template. It's just the web API project with the bits inside, so don't be scared. It's like really, it's like just the web API project with an additional import. But the template makes quite cool to get going and get working. That's exactly what I did with my demo. So I'm here in the messages controller. Who of you are web API programmers? Mostly web guys, eh? So this is the post endpoint of the messages controller. You can see above here it's got bot authentication, which handles all the security and that kind of stuff of your bot, so that's out of your hands. In the post section of my controller, I receive a message from the body. Now, as you can see in the message, if I get 12 in there, this is what I'm what I was speaking about earlier about the fields and stuff. So this message is also from the SDK. You can just use it as it wants.
Are they mandatory, or you can skip some of them?
You can skip some of them. Some of them aren't. They are not mandatory in the code. But depends on the channel. It also depends on the actual scenario. So depending on what you want to do. So if you want to send out a message, you need a two, message. I don't think you need a two, for instance. Or, yeah. So the message that comes in here, we can just say dot great reply message, and then we have a string that says you said whatever you said. And that's it. So testing it, I'm gonna actually run it quickly. So testing it, I have this bot emulator that you can also download with that link provided earlier. Now what this does is, see it's running on the background with your host name, whatever. Like I said, it's a normal web API project. In the bot emulator, what you need to do is you need to put in the URL of where your service endpoint is. So you can see on top, it needs to look at API messages for that endpoint. And you also need to give your application's ID and your application secret with that, and that you can find in the settings. There's application ID and secret. You can get these secrets from the bot connector when you register there, or you can use any values for local testing. Okay, so I'm running my application now. If I say, for instance, hello, I get back you said hello. That's basic demo. So now quickly, let's put in a sort of dialogue into this little guy. Now a dialogue. One would have, just want to see, I have a class called the Intelligent Dialogue. On artificial intelligence. Now the next step of our little demo is to connect, to take a level, a little bot. I'm gonna go back. I'm all over the show. I missed a step here. I'm gonna show you about the dialogues. So this is a basic dialogue. It's called the intelligent dialogue. Sorry guys, I'm just gonna go back one step. I've got a class called the Intelligent Dialogue, and it implements iDialogue interface. Now that requires you to have the start async function, which expects a iDialogue context in there. And here you just wait for your message to be received. And when it gets received, it invokes this delegate, which entails you can pre-process the message and go back with the default action. Hooking this dialogue in to the controller, it's easy as commenting out a few code, in my case. Like this. I'll run it again. And I can actually say hi. And it actually replies back with a different message now, and it says, You can also see the markdown played well here. I can analyze people's emotions in real time. Just tell me when to start. So I've built this thing in so that it does basic dialogue. So I can say start. You can say start. And so I'm about to start process, and it will need to use the device camera. Is that okay? Now I can say whatever I want to. And it says, I didn't get that, please try again. Or I can say yes, or I can say yes, like that. So any positive yes or okay or whatever will work. Then I've initiated the emotion analysis on the device, and we'll send you the results as they come in. So obviously, it's not clever enough to do that right now because we need to implement it yet. So this is the basic dialogue, how you can actually make it work with the bot. And let me quickly show you how that's done. So when the message is received, it basically pre-processes the message. And here I just check for certain types. If it's a message, if it's a ping, handle them appropriately. So when I simulate a bot is added to the conversation, you can do that with a bot emulator. Here's the states. So this is when you add the bot to the conversation. Send that, and it says, "Hello there, I'm your friendly intelligent bot," and that's how you can invoke these actions. Quickly going back to the message received. The default action line we mentioned before earlier, if the text is start, you have this prompt dialog. Prompt dialog confirm to ask you, "I'm about to do X, are you sure?" You can reply with yes or no, etc. Or you can say, "I didn't get that, please try again." So this is the basics of dialogue. So now going back to the real slides of the artificial intelligence. So Microsoft Cognitive Services, who has ever heard of that before? So it's awesome services you can make use of making you can use to make the applications smarter. It includes APIs for vision, speech, language, knowledge, search, etc. Now, from these APIs, we're going to make use of, let me see, vision and language. Vision and language, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. So I'm going to be taking APIs from the computer vision APIs, emotion APIs, and linguistic analysis API services. Quickly hook it up and show you how that is done. The computer vision APIs includes APIs for image analysis, also a very cool way of recognizing celebrities. You can read actual text images, and it also can generate a smart thumbnail. So you can take a picture of someone in the corner and actually recognize the subject and put the thumbnail instead of center and put it instead of in the corner and put it center. Also, we're going to be using the emotion API, which includes APIs for images, videos, and multiple faces. And then, last but not least, the language understanding service, which allows you to create language models, have conversational intelligence. It's also based on the pre-built models like Cortana and Bing. You can apply that easily to HTTP, and you can be using on any device, like even a Raspberry Pi. So now, extending our version 1 to version 2, we're going to be hooking up our bots with an emotion API and a computer vision API and a language understanding service. So in this demo, I've got two demos I actually want to show. I've got a little webcam set up here. So these guys that's sitting here, don't worry, I won't publish this publicly. Can someone put on the lights maybe for me, please? Let's see if this will actually work. So I'm going to show you the demo. I'm going to show you how it's done first, just to get some interest here, I think. Let's actually build it from scratch. Okay, now I need to... So my dialogue I had earlier was just a normal dialogue saying hello, and you can talk back, and I can switch on stuff. Now this one is hooked on to Lewis, for instance, the intelligent Lewis dialogue. It's similar but different. The Lewis dialogue inherits from Lewis dialogue, but if you go into Lewis dialogue, you can see it implements the same iDialogue interface. So it does something in between. But the cool thing about this this Lewis dialogue is, using your subscription key and your secret, you specify your intent here, and it's very declarative. If there's no intent, it can handle it in a certain way. If it's a question about the weather, it can be handled a certain way. And if it's a question to get reviews, it can be handled a certain way. So I can actually run it in different ways. Running again. Now I can actually say, any questions so far? So I didn't understand that it went to Vulti 10.9. But if I say, will it rain tomorrow? You've asked me a question about the weather. Or if I say, please give me info on cool places. Okay. What nice is Jimmy's open today? Hopefully this will figure out something. You see, it goes to this, I haven't implemented yet, but it goes to these intents, building intents, and you can, it's based off pre-built models from the Cortana model, so you can make your own or you can use the pre-built ones. Okay. Now, our demo. This just replies with the intent of the actual object. If you actually go into the object, it will give you variables. How many hours, what's the entities, they call it entities. So you can use those entities as parameters inside of your your service. Right, so I'm doing this. Go back to my normal intelligent dialogue, and let's extend this guy a bit. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be, I'm going to, when a message comes in, I'm going to check if there's any attachments on my message. If it is, I'm going to invoke the image received function. And that will say, yeah, you sent me an image with something special. It's going to go to the image analyzer, which I'm aligned going to the vision API of the cognitive services to analyze that image and give you back a result of that image. Now that includes a description of the image, tags, categories, colors, for instance. And when it's back, I'm going to post back a message saying, I see whatever the description was to the client. So let's see if that works. So this might be a good point to actually show you how to deploy this on the bot framework or on the bot connector. So it's an old way to publish your thing. Within Visual Studio, you just go right-click publish. I've already got a Azure Bootcamp bot website set up. I'm not going to override it because I'm going to be using it as a backup. Things tend to fail. So I'm just going to say make a new, we're going to do this now. Azure, I'm going to re-enter my credentials. Demo test. Right. Should have done this earlier. No, I'm actually going to show you the whole demo because I think time is against us. I'm going to go back to this. Let me just see if I can publish. I'll show you in a sec how you can put this on the bot connector. data framework. So I've got a Skype client called the Global Azure Bootcamp Bot. I've just chosen to use Skype, but I can hook it on to SMS or to Twilio, for instance. Use Twilio on the line, Slack, email. So Skype is just one of the challenges. So what I'm going to be doing is, this is my Raspberry Pi, it's connected to a little light, but for now this, it's connected also with the webcam, so we're pointing out there. So what I'm going to do is this bot, it's the end result. I'm going to say hi, for instance, it will reply back, hopefully or something. Okay, busy, so it's saying no. Stop. Wasn't supposed to see that, but in case. So I can say hi, for instance, and the same dialogue starts up again. So I can analyze people's emotions in real time. So what we're going to be doing is, this camera is going to be pointing that way, and you guys are going to be making funny faces or angry faces or sad faces, you know, or content faces. Feel free. The idea is here. I haven't tested it with the crowds. It's the first time it actually been tested with two or more people. But I think it can actually detect. Multiple groups of people. So I'm going to go be doing start, and what it's going to be doing, it's going to be taking this picture, putting it up to onto IoT hubs, and the IoT hub will then give it to my service on a webhook. My service will then send out it's actually the other way around. From the device, it goes to the cognitive services to get the description of my image. And then I'm going to send this information back to my service to be analyzed and show you a description of the image, what's happening. And then in tail, it's going to be lighting up this light. Sorry, I just think I've got two demos here mixing them together. So the webcam. Sorry. Yeah. So let's do that first. The webcam demo will analyze your emotions, and by using emoticons, it will give you back feedback on Skype in real time. So are you guys ready there? Okay. So I'm going to say start. I'm about to start processing your device camera. So you can see the emoticons and stuff. You can also use that. So I'm just going to say yes. And now, what needs to happen? You know what? I actually need to initiate this. Things I'm running on the Pi. Exit it. So don't smile yet. I'll tell you when to smile. It just worked earlier. Ready. So let's stop it for now because it doesn't really get anything. So I can say start and yes. Now I should be able to. Yes, I'm going to step away from the keyboard. Smile. See there. Getting back a smile back. Thank you guys. It will happen every like 30 seconds or 10 seconds. It will get the emotion that hasn't been changed. So if it changes, it will, instead of giving me a smile every time, it will only give me the changes back. So for instance, if we just do a surprise look. it works. You see. Angry. Look, be angry. Now, what I'm going to do is stop this guy. And I have this other one that we used to say the light's red now. I'm just going to set it back. Okay, can someone get the lights, maybe, please? I'm jumping around a lot, and I see my time is almost. The cool thing is these demos that are actually working is pretty awesome. So I have Skype open. So now this is the final product, like I mentioned. So I'm going to be asking. I've got the same account on my phone. I don't know why I can't send attachments from a desktop, but I'm going to be taking a picture and submitting it. You will see the picture appear here on Skype. So Skype will then give it to my connector, which will give it to my bot. My bot will then use the vision service to describe the image and take the accent color out of that picture, and it will light up the light with the accent color on this device. Is the challenge accepted? Do you understand? So it's going to take so if I take a picture of a red room, it will be red light. If I take it, that's weird, big red light. Oops. If I take a yellow, it will be sort of yellowish. And also it will describe the image and give me a description of the image in Skype in real time, yeah. So I have a picture of a, so the light is off, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to take this car. Sometimes it doesn't work, this little bit buggy. Sometimes it tells me it doesn't get the image. Just stop this. Obviously it's not multitask. It's in the car again. See, it doesn't pick up that it's an attachment, and that's a bug. I don't get the attachment in my message. I've just sort of sent it 3 times. Yes, yeah, you've sent me something. I see a small blue car parked in a parking lot, right? Now look on my IG magic, that doesn't work. Why doesn't it work?
It's
running. It's running. Doesn't get there. That's weird. So it's supposed to do this. If I say,
maybe you took the accent color of black.
No.
It's hard to display.
I don't think this thing is listening to any devices now. Let's restart the thing. It needs to work.
Yep.
Okay, there's the red light. There's the, okay, now the message is coming through. You see, now it comes through. So. Let's try again with a green image. Or yellow maybe? Yeah, yellow. This yellow flower, hopefully it will. Should it work? See, there, changes color. So, just quickly show you how you can hook up, like Skype, the phone, this all together to sort of an emotion. Do these kind of things. Do I have time left to show you the code, or don't you want to see the code?
Another picture.
Another picture?
A red one.
A selfie. It's going to be taking a yellow lanyard, actually. So let's take someone. Who wants to be? Let's take these flowers. see a bunch of fruit sitting on the display. And it changes color again, see?
Yeah.
So that's cool. Let me quickly jump into the code and see and show you how it's done. So my demo, when it gets an image, now I've extended it. When I get the whole image, what I do is I use the color translator to, before that actually, get my image result with the description. And in that description, I have, in that result I have, is it adult content, categories, color, and this is what I want. No, sure, you can do adult content as well. I don't know what you guys are thinking. So the captions, so it will post back that to the bot in your content. But also then get the color from the hex value, because we're getting a hex value from Azure. And it needs to convert that to RGB values. And that RGB string is sent to the IoT hub, and the IoT hub sends it back to the Raspberry Pi. That is basically how the image one works. Now the emotional one, when you start up the emotional one, it's a similar concept. I ask the IoT hub to send Star Trek to the device. When the device gets it, it fires up the webcam and it takes a picture every 10 seconds. That information is brought back to my service. And in this webhook, I get my image, my webhook message, and I just get my multi icons from the message in that scenario. Then I have a new connector client that I build up. Now this is the way you send one-way messages out. Out message as a new message, and you hook up the to and a from. The from address is a to address, which is your bot's address and the channel. And then you send that message out to the user. And let me just see, before this happens, when it gets the message, goes to the emotion and gives you back a score, and I just take the one that's best fitting and resolve the emoticon. It's actually here. It gets angry, content, disgusted, fearful, happy, sad. Oh, actually, it's happening. The emotion query is happening from the Raspberry Pi itself, and I just get angry, contempt, disgusted, fearful, happy, and sad back. That's basically how that works. I'm going to close off, because of time again, I'm going to close off with this. Let's see. Let's start the initialization again. Okay, now it's initializing. Now I'm going to ask my bot to start doing the tracking. And it's going to say yes. Now we should say something go through. Okay, it's busy now streaming the information. So I've hooked it also up. Come on, you must smile. Thanks. So I've hooked it up onto Power BI. So it goes from the IoT hub to streaming analytics. And now I can actually have a nice chart. Thank you. To show you what's the actual score of my presentation, and hopefully it's not that bad. So I've got a Power BI thing open, and as you can see, it's already getting outputs from a data set. I'm interested in seeing all the emotions that come in and also the results that's coming in. That's good on a pie chart, that looks great. Everyone seems to be happy. need someone to be surprised that we get to see how this thing actually works. Peter, can you help me to be surprised? So it's changing in real time. I wish you could see his face. Something changed? Yeah. You get the idea? I was changing my dashboard here so I can actually sit back. Someone needs to be surprised now.
I'm angry.
Let's actually set the indicative. Doesn't pick you up, but in any case, guys, thank you very much. Apologies for the time. If there's any questions afterwards in the labs and stuff, please feel free come to me. I'll give the code and play around with it. Someone said, "Really sad, yeah. You're not getting a prize. I was giving this away." So thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.